You're listening to SBS On The Money with Ricardo Gonçalves. Now, Market Day on the SBS On The Money podcast.
Hi everyone, it is Thursday, the 28th of December 2023. Welcome to this short edition of the SBS On The Money podcast Market Day, because the S&P ASX 200 closed just 15 points away from a record high at 7,614. It's a rise of 0.7% today. For all the details, I spoke with Robert Tilewski from Activam.
Yeah, so the market sort of was up about 0.5% for most of today, up about 7% for the month. Australian shares sort of rise, I guess, to their highest since April 2022. 8 out of 11 sectors posted positive returns. That's a good thing, I guess, from a broader market perspective. A lot of these sort of gains were mainly driven by the mining stocks, and this was following China's government sort of announcing some stimulatory measures to basically, aimed at the property sector as well. So today's best performers included Core Lithium, Sayinar Mining and Chalice Mining. Overnight, the US, we saw some continuation of this recent rally. It was up modestly. Tesla was up 2% on news of its starting production on its new Model Y.
Does it surprise you that despite higher interest rates this year, a slowing economy, that the market is up not just 7% for the year, but more than 12% since the low it reached at the very beginning of November?
Yeah, so we're not really surprised by the upward movement in equity markets broadly, both domestically and internationally. You know, this rally sort of is in response to that possibility in recent sort of, I guess, weeks that the Fed had announced the potential for cutting rates in 2024. And for other global central banks, like the RBA and others to follow suit in 2024. I guess even hinting at sort of the Fed cutting rates was always going to be a real positive for equity markets. I'm more surprised with probably the magnitude of the upward swing, and given that there's still some risks, obviously, around softening global growth and softening global demand in 2024.
What I don't understand is this solid iron ore price. It's at an 18-month high. That's despite China not really firing as much as it was expected to by many analysts at the beginning of the year. What do you think is behind that high iron ore price?
It's a fair point, Ricardo. I think iron ore has surged to $140 a tonne. That's the highest in 18 months. Look, this recent rally has been driven mainly by the Chinese government's news around sort of stepping in to kickstart the property market via these sort of measures around, bringing in some stimulus and having a third round of rate cuts, which should hopefully benefit that particular sector going forward.
Okay, so the ASX 200 is only just a few points away from a record high. Is it just a matter of time? And what will it take for the market to continue on this upward trajectory into the new year? Or is a pullback inevitable?
Yeah, look, we believe that there's still sort of more to run on this current rally, both here in Australia and internationally. Obviously, we think there's still going to be more of a benefit from Australian shares from continuing stimulatory measures from China, and both domestically and internationally, given that sort of we're coming, there's a reasonably kind of healthy environment, if you like, on the sort of macroeconomic perspective, okay economic growth, low unemployment, and sort of a reasonably healthy consumer. And this sort of has the potential for sort of, and obviously off the back of this, rate cuts in 2024, this has the potential for sort of, I guess, pushing markets further. But there is still that sort of risk of pullback, particularly when you see a lot of these equity market rallies in such a sort of magnitude sense, given obviously, there are some risks of economic, slowdowns in 2024.
And where do you see the opportunities for investors in 2024?
Yeah, we've had a couple of these, we've mentioned this over the last couple of months, Ricardo. Small caps have struggled in this sort of higher interest rate environment. Both Australian small cap companies and international small cap companies have significantly underperformed their larger counterparts. So from that perspective, as obviously inflation diminishes in terms of a risk, and rates potentially are falling, that should really support those sectors like your small caps that have been hit pretty hard in sort of recent years. Their valuations are also looking pretty positive, relatively speaking. Australian and global property sectors also have been hit pretty hard in the last couple of years. And, you know, we've seen a little bit of a bounce in recent times. And we think, again, they're other sector that should benefit from, you know, a lower interest rate environment. And the Aussie dollar, you know, it's up to 69 US cents. You know, the average sort of long-term average of the Australian dollar relative to the US dollar is 85. So in from a long-term perspective, it's looking in a reasonable value sense. And we also believe that the US Fed will probably start cutting rates more aggressively relative to the RBA, and that should also support the Aussie dollar going forward.
That's Robert Halewski there from Activam. Thanks for joining us on this shortened SBS On The Money Market Day podcast. The SBS On The Money podcast returns to normal next week on Tuesday.
This SBS On The Money podcast is provided for informational purposes only. The content on this podcast should not be understood as constituting advice or a recommendation. It is not personal advice and does not consider your personal circumstances or objectives. You should contact a licensed professional before making any financial decision.